8 wins in your past 10 games at this point of the Ontario Hockey League season should be more than enough to give you confidence that you may be the cream of the crop, slowly rising to the top. But as Qui-Gon Jinn said in Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, there's always a bigger fish, and the troops are realizing how true that statement is, as no matter what they have done this year, no matter how many winning streaks they have put together or how many times they go into a game and seemingly dominate the opponent, the top of the Eastern Conference has just felt like a roulette wheel continually landing on other teams taking over that top spot in the conference. Just as the Battalion finally chased down the Sudbury Wolves and caught up with the surprising Brantford Bulldogs, they are now staring up at an Oshawa Generals team that was 1-5-1-5-3-1 on January 3 after a 1-0 loss to the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, with not many pundits picking Oshawa to storm to the top of the standings. Funny what a few good weeks can do for you in this league, as Oshawa have lost just 4 times in regulation since then and haven't dropped a single point since February 25, a streak of 9 straight wins. So here is North Bay once again doing their job, picking up wins, defeating the teams they need to and getting out of Peterborough with a 7-4 victory, and while those 2 points puts them at the top of the Central Division, they remain 3 points behind the Oshawa Generals for the Eastern Conference title, with 4 games remaining on their schedule and 1 game in hand on the Generals. It shows how tight this conference has been all season, and how consistent North Bay has been, as well as they have never lost more than 2 regulation games in a row all year, and the fact that other teams are whining at a similar pace, it makes the performances by the Battalion night in and night so much more important. Performances from Sandis Vilmanis, who seemingly comes up with a big goal every game, and that continued against the Peets on Saturday. At 5:33 of the first, Vilmanis drove to the net and stationed himself at the glove side post of Liam Stuska and waited for Jacob LeBlanc to send the puck from the boards directly onto his stick, and all Vilmanis had to do was get a piece of it to direct it over the goal line. That gives Vilmanis 34 goals on the year and 24 goals in 26 games since coming to North Bay. He's also scored in 3 straight games and has 13 points in his last 10 games played. There's also been the performance of Anthony Romani, who became just the 3rd player in North Bay Battalion franchise history to score 50 goals in a season, and eclipse 100 points. While his 50th goal lacked some flash, an easy tap-in on Thursday against Brantford, he sure made up for it with his 51st against the Peets. Romani got into the attacking zone on a short breakaway, and he utilized all the space he was given by going through the far side circle, lifting his skate, before giving a shoulder fake and pulled the shot to the glove side to beat Stuska and give the Battalion a 2-1 lead at 14:09. Romani finished the night with 4 points, 2 G2A, and his 104 total points leads the league and puts him 2nd all-time in goals and points in a single season. The Battalion are also getting great performances no matter who's been minding the net. Mike McKiver got the start, with number 1 goalie Dom D. Vincentis getting the night off, and McKiver came up with a huge save near the end of the first period. The Peets got a chance in close while shorthanded and took a shot that went off the body of McKiver and redirected right to the stick of Ryder McIntyre, who immediately sent it back toward McKiver. The Battalion goaltender was already in the butterfly position and had to dive at the puck, throwing up his glove in desperation to stop the point-blank chance, making a highlight reel stop in the process. McKiver would go on to make 29 saves and improve his record to 8-9-0-0. And what else can be said about the performance from Romani's linemates on the top line, as both Owen Van Steensel and Dallin Wakely made their way onto the score sheet again. Van Steensel scored a shorthanded goal by finishing off a perfect passing play from the captain Liam Arnsba, who slid the puck right through the slot behind the defense, and Van Steensel whipped it towards the net, giving Stuska no chance to stop the shot and put the troops in front 3-1 at 9:13 of the second period. Wakely's goal also came in the second, at 13:33. Wakely won the puck out of the corner and flipped it to Romani in the far side circle and made his way to the front of the net. Romani sent it back to Wakely, who quickly deked out Stuska, sliding the puck under his pads for his 36th of the year. It marks the 37th time this season that all three guys on the top line have recorded at least 1 point in a game. Going into this game, the Peets found themselves at the opposite end of the conference but still with a mathematical chance of sneaking into the playoffs. With the mentality that they were in a must-win game, they came out in the third looking to close the gap, and in the opening 5 minutes the Peets were on the power play. But the Troops' penalty kill was up to the task, blocking several shots from the point while not allowing the Peets to ever get comfortable between the hash marks. The Peets kept the pressure on following the man advantage, and Tommy Perdeller, 13, took a shot in the slot that beat McKiver for Perdeller's second goal of the game after scoring at 19:52 of the second. Wakely responded for the Troops, finding a loose puck in front of the net and slapping it 5-hole for his 37th of the year at 11:15 to put North Bay back ahead by 2-5-3. The Peets regained the man advantage about a minute later and cycled the puck around the zone, getting it to Braden McCallum, 18, on the far side, who shot the puck past McKiver, and it was back to a one-goal lead, 5-4 at 13:19. The Battalion responded again with a power play goal of their own, courtesy of Van Steensel, 39, at 15:16 to give the Battalion a 6-4 lead. Romani, 52, scored an empty net goal to put the game away. Wakely, sitting on two goals, brought the puck into the zone, and while the RTV broadcast stated Wakely could have gone for his first career hat trick, the third-year centerman has previously recorded a three-goal game, back on December 8, 2023, against Mississauga. Regardless, Wakely didn't go for the goal with a Peets defender in front of him and instead, slid it across the zone to a wide-open Romani for the put-away. Wakely also finished with a four-point night. Van Steensel was right behind his linemates with 3 points and a game-high plus-5 rating on the evening. Defensemen Tienyas Mathurin and Paul Christopoulos held their own on the back end, finishing plus-4 and plus-3 respectively. The Troops got to exact a bit of sweet revenge, as the loss meant they had eliminated the Peets from postseason contention, a year after being eliminated by Peterborough in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Battalion went 1/3 on the power play and 4/5 on the penalty kill and outshot the Peets 46-33 in front of 3,875 at the Peterborough Memorial Centre. The Battalion will go for the weekend sweep as they get set to visit the Frontenacs in Kingston on Sunday afternoon.